Chapter 31, Part 1. Dhritarashtra's Anguish. Early in the Pandavas' 12th year of exile, a Brahmana who was journeying to Hastinapur stopped to see them. He spent a few days with them before continuing on to the city, where Dhritarashtra then received him. The old king was always anxious about the Pandavas, and he wanted to hear about them from the Brahman. And when he heard how their bodies were emaciated by their spare diet and constant exposure to the elements, Dhritarashtra felt pained. Dhritarashtra was especially distressed to hear how Draupadi was now pale and thin. He lamented openly in the presence of his ministers. Knowing himself to be the cause of the Pandavas' suffering, Dhritarashtra cried out, "Alas, how is it that Yudhishthir, who has no enemy on earth, now lives in a lonely forest and sleeps on the bare ground? How is the ever wrathful Bhima able to tolerate the sight of Draupadi clad in barks and lying upon the earth? Why, surely he must restrain himself only out of devotion to his pious elder brother." Arjuna, seeing Draupadi and the twins in such misery, must be breathing the hot sighs of an angry serpent. Why, all those heroes and their wives should not be suffering such pain. Duryodhan's cruel words at the dice game must be burning them day and night. And I can imagine the anger of Bhima increasing day by day, like fire fed by ghee. Dhritarashtra's anguish echoed around the assembly hall. Vidura and Bhishma both sat nearby, but they remained silent. The king continued to lament, "Alas, my sons, along with Shakuni and Karna, you saw only the honey at the top of the tree, but you did not see the fall. By robbing the Pandavas, you have all acted sinfully. And I am also sinful for having allowed it. Surely the Kurus will soon be destroyed. Perhaps all these offenses have been ordained by the all-powerful destiny. Nothing can overpower fate. Driven by his own unseen destiny, a man acts in ways he later regrets. Hence, I am now left lamenting for the inevitable. After hearing that Arjuna has gone in his own body to heaven and has received the celestial weapons, what can I expect for my sons?" Dhritarashtra's voice trailed off into sobs. He raised his hand and dismissed the assembly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.